It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The only really concern we have is Rome. Rome's D. So we'll have to see where that is. And he's getting an MRI today. And we'll see where it goes from there. And then I'll be able to let you know more on Wednesday.
Well, thanks, Matt. And Mark, you're getting a response to what you were saying about cat ears versus dog ears, just because we're all very concerned about everything that is happening with people jumping out of from behind buildings and grabbing pets and chewing their heads off, because that happens. That apparently the cats, especially in-house cats, not outside cats, can live much longer.
Okay. That's good news. Yeah. That's good news.
So cats can go 15 or 20. Average lifespan for a dog is 10 to 12. That's from the 219.
The other part of that, though, with house cats is, as my veterinarian told me yesterday, I guess that'd be Dave's veterinarian.
Yeah, you don't have a veterinarian. At least I hope not. Maybe things got a little dicey for you there.
after Dave had some shots, he looked at him and said, "Hey, Mark Grody, have you had your heartworm shots, buddy? Have you maybe you want to get a little
sample?" Is it like the scene in Goodfellas in the last act when he goes to take his brother to the doctor and the doctor's like, "I got to check you out." Hey, he's all waxy. You don't look good.
Yeah. Can we probably get you some shots here, too, while you're here? But the other part about indoor cats is they don't get a lot of activity, so they become fat and lazy. But that's incumbent upon me. As somebody said, I need to – I buy Dave catnip, but he probably needs more because that is instant activation for cats to go crazy. So I will. We are on a – I'm going to get him healthier while he's healthy. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Does he also have escitalopram?
What's that? Is that the antidepressant?
Yeah, because...
Oh,
is he in our club?
Yeah, I tried. I said, I gave him a little half piece of Lexapro. And he was like, it didn't take.
Team Lexapro.
Yeah, Team Lexapro.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely Team Lexapro.
Yep.
The... I also want to say this too. It is the anniversary today of September. Well, it is September 11th, and of what happened on that day 23 years ago. And I just wanted driving in. It's kind of good that I didn't really think about it being September 11th. And then when I'm reminded of it, I do take a moment to think about it, because as I'm driving in and I'm looking on Lakeshore Drive and I'm looking in and seeing the big buildings and remembering that at 8 o'clock in the morning, and Terry and I had just gone on the air, and I was sitting at the root of the transmitter on Belmont, and we're trying to start our show, and the TV's on and the first plane flies into the World Trade Center. Mm. And I spent the rest of that day talking through it, trying to deal with it, trying to cope, also kind of doing play by play. And I remember Rod Zimmerman was there. Yeah. I remember
you guys. I was listening to you guys,
Drew
too.
Hayes was there. And we're bringing in the feed from CBS News. We're bringing in the feed from WINS. We're trying to keep everybody abreast of what's going on as best we can. And it derailed everything for weeks. Obviously, we didn't really get back to normalcy for a while. But it was – especially it was really kind of just amazing what's gone on in the intervening time. And because I remember driving in, I remember realizing that, I was sitting at work at the 23 years ago, and my wife was working here in the Aon building.
Oh, wow.
And she's my pregnant wife.
Oh.
And I called and I get out of there, get out of there, get out of there. Whatever you can do, get out of there. And tell me when you get home. There was no texting, so I couldn't say text me when you get home. Just let me know when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I didn't think that would all sort of come flooding back in a way today.
Interesting.
But I do think that much as the both political campaigns are taking the day off from the cynicism of political campaigning to observe the solemnity of the day, I just wanted to note that as well. Sorry to be a buzzkill.
I'd like to share a little bit too. When it happened, I was working in Springfield, Illinois for WMAY radio. I was both talk show host and news reporter. So I would do a show from 9 to noon, and then I get off the air and I'm news reporter. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Mark, we want you to go to the Capitol building and all the federal and state buildings to get stories and see what's going on. I'm like, oh man, I got to go to these places. Not that anybody was targeting Springfield, Illinois, but yeah, that became my life every day, you know, getting the angles of Springfield, how it affects Springfield and Central Illinois, you know, via what went down. So it was a colossally busy time for me. And like a lot of people, I was just getting up in the morning and I happened mm-hmm. to be watching NBC was on. I think it was Katie Couric, I think. And they were just like in real time trying to figure out what was going on, as all of us were. Once the second building went down, it was like, okay.
Yeah, that experience, the trauma that day shaped everybody.
Yeah.
Was directly affected in everybody who was a part of it.
To this day.
Absolutely, yep. To this day. Back to Bears and back to Matt Eberflus. Bears. Thank you. Perfect segue for everything. And meanwhile, Caleb has not taken your advice. Bears.
I know. Yes, he is still. But hey.
You tried.
The fact of the matter is, I love that he does that to begin with. So at a minimum, I want him to continue to do the Dub Bears thing every day. Now, I do believe that eventually he'll be saying Bears. I can't force the issue, but I do believe it'll happen. And when I get a chance, I will. Oh, thank you. Are you bringing me a bear?
Oh, that's Grody.
Oh, that's my bear. I have
look,
a bear.
Look at the shirt.
Oh, yeah. Bears. Oh, that's awesome. It's my bear's bear.
You've never seen that?
No, Lawrence has shown me this.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't necessarily notice that it was bears, period.
Yes.
Bears. I absolutely, when I get a chance, you know, in the locker room, you know, everybody's been trying to chat with Caleb. I've showed a little discipline in the locker room, but one of these days, when he's sitting by his locker, I'm going to go up to him and say, hey, I'm the guy that suggested that maybe you just go bears, and we'll see how that goes. But for right now, I love this teddy bear here. Bears.
No,
bears.
You can go. Feel free to bears. Snuggle. The other one is Chris Emma. That we have Grody and Emma.
How did Emma get a bear?
Because he's your, you know, he's part of
I
the
love
team.
Emma. No, of course Emma's part of the team.
So this was Matt Eberflus on the Rich Eisen show. And tell me if you think that this is a deviation from the initial prognosis on Roma Dunze.
He had an MRI, you know, and he has a MCL sprain, and it's a day-to-day deal. So we'll see where he is tomorrow. On Wednesday, and that's what's going on there. And then again, we'll reassess it as we go, like it's day to day. And again, I know he's super tough guy, and he has his range of motion and has, you know, all those types of things that go along with that. But again, that has some pain to it, but we'll see where it goes.
No, and I understand, you know, coaches talking about injuries is the last thing you want to talk about, but it's possible we do see him on Sunday night is what you're saying.
Yes,
okay.
As right now, we'll reassess it as we go.
Yeah, the fact that you're going to see him on Sunday night.
Whoa. First, I thought maybe he just misspoke and said day to day, because it was week to week was official, correct?
That was what the national reporters said.
Okay.
Eberflus hasn't spoken since. Well, all the guys.
All like the guys. Schefter.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said week to week.
They were told week to week, and they were all consistent in saying week to week. And usually that's a grade one MCL sprain would be just that. Probably a couple weeks.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's see what the flu says today. Let's see if it'll be as open with the local media as everybody is with the national media. That'd be nice.
A little salty. No, huh?
Very salty. It's very irritating that the national reporters are handed these stories and they don't do the courtesy of doing the same thing with the local media. It's bad form.
It's gotten backwards that way.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It was always the opposite.
And I don't know. Maybe it's the agents. Maybe it's the agents that do it because they want to get their shine for the national. But I think it's rude. I do. I think we're there every day and we don't get this stuff.
He did wait for you. For the local media after the last
he did do that
game, right?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that, but I saw that, and that was cool. That was very cool.
I liked that
a
lot.
But there's a problem in the NFL, I think, in every other city too, where the national reporters are handed the stories, and the people that are at Halas Hall and at the respective places all just have to sit here and take it. And, and it's like it's bad form on the Bears and every NFL team. I don't like it.
So it could just be they want an opposing team to maybe prepare for Roma Dunze having to play, and and that's
sure.
I think that's probably the highest.
I'm down with gamesmanship. Gamesmanship is cool. I'm not mad at gamesmanship.
It's fine. I don't know what difference it's really going to make with this defense and the disparity between these teams. What is it? Still 6.5, right? That we're looking right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to check me on the right thing. You've got to check me on that.
Is that a result of Matt Eberflus, though, you doing that? Is that, Dan? Or is this just we all have ticks. Lord knows I got ticks.
But I'm more, it may just be
you have ticks?
Yeah. Yes. Wood ticks, deer ticks.
What kind of ticks?
Well, I got that cat.
Remember?
I got that cat who never goes outside. So how does my cat have ticks?
There is one fishing spot that I love. It's sort of a secret spot in the Lake County Preserve. And this year it was overrun by ticks.
Really?
And even when I did long pants, hiking boots, spray,
it all ticked up,
hat, everything. And it's so worth it because the fishing's incredible. But I come out of it and I get back in my car. I'm like, uh-oh, that's not good.
Ooh,
that's
not picking good. Them right off.
But I
see
it, I'm like, wood tick, flick, wood tick.
Is there little
flick.
Blood spots too?
No, like, if they don't, sometimes they don't dig in. They're just walking around.
Okay.
If they're dug in, then you got another issue. But usually you can just kind of feel them walk. And I stop every so often and do a check. And then the poor family.
Tick check.
I made my son come like, hey, dude. Give me. She's like, I don't want to do it. Like, somebody's got to do it. Just give it a look. Any watermelon seed looking things anywhere. You just don't want to see the deer tick. And then the right question was asked of me. There are other tick-borne diseases outside of Lyme disease. Is the fishing so good that it's worth that risk? And I said,
apparently,
I kind of think so.
What if it was leeches instead of ticks? How would you handle that?
I've had plenty of leeches.
What?
Before. Sure.
Why would you say that like it's no big deal? If I had a leech on me,
anybody who swims in lakes gets leeches.
Well, really?
Yeah. You pull them off. They don't carry disease.
Yeah, but they leave blood. They're sucking your blood.
I know,
right?
But they don't carry disease.
They're
not really dangerous.
So you seem to enjoy.
No, I don't invite them.
Yeah. Do you also like mosquitoes?
No, they carry disease.
That's true.
No,
that's
but. Yeah, no, but everybody who has spent a childhood swimming in lakes,
and when you see it, you don't go
I mean, it's not you're not happy. You're like, hey, this is awesome.
I have swum in lakes before. Swum in lakes before, and I many times actually, and I've never been leeched.
Okay.
Not once.
Then you're due.
You have been. Well,
of course.
I know where you're from. You swim in ponds, man.
He had probably an old swimming hole. He would catch a mesco catfish.
It was regular. You go hiking, you go out in the woods, you got to check for ticks. It was just standard procedure.
The Studzinski swimming hole.
Yeah. Studs would, on the way home, he'd stop at the general store to pick up a piece of gingham for Emmy Lou.
And then
they'd sit on the porch swing.
And they go shooting. How's the raccoon
shooting?
We do have a porch swing,
yes. It's my favorite place to drink coffee in the morning when I go home.
Swimming hole. I'm still out.
It's a very peaceful, serene place to sit.
Okay, we're going down to the swimming hole.
Let the record show. Just making that up. I did not know that you actually had a front porch swing, but I'm glad that you do.
That's neat.
So we'll see later what Eberflus says about Roma Dunze and about all the recovery that is expected and when. So my guess is he's going to stick to that timetable and they'll lie about it. So. Great. Cubs math. We got to do some Cubs math. And the subheader on that is I have a Sox math note.
Oh, no.
Not about Not about the standings.
Can I sit this segment out?
No,
guys,
it's not about
Cubs
the standings.
Math and Sox math?
It's just Jesus. A check-in because, you know, exciting victory
okay.
last
yes.
night
yes.
spectacular plays.
Okay.
This is
okay.
just a quick check-in, which I think is going to be reasonable. It's going to be reasonable,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Wait a sec. There's a tick disease that makes you allergic to meat.
Well. Okay, yes. there, Hotshot.
Yeah, well, I don't want that. Now I may have to rethink. But the fishing is so good.
Yeah.
I may have to rethink it.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.